when they are figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered the chance to do a very special thing, unique to them and fitted to their talents. What a tragedy if that moment finds them unprepared or unqualified for that which could have been their finest hour. Can you identify your special moment when you were tapped on the shoulder, or are you still waiting? Are you prepared and qualified for that moment? If Brad can do it, I can too. At the beginning of each year, we all think about setting big goals, and rightfully so. I encourage you to think big, but don't get stuck hoping to be the next Taylor Swift when you're not willing to play tonight's gig down at the local pizza shop. Most famous people started with not-so-famous work experiences. Check these out. Donald Trump, now an ultra-rich real estate investor, got his start collecting soda bottles for the deposit money. Michael Dell, founder of Dell Computers, washed dishes at a Chinese restaurant before hitting it big with his computers. Johnny Depp donned makeup for his gig in a Kiss tribute band as a young performer. Back then, he often made about $25 a night. Today, he makes much more than $25 million a year. Chris Rock started his career as a busboy at a Red Lobster in Queens, New York. His first jokes included, "The thing about Red Lobster is that if you work there, you can't afford to eat there. You're making minimum wage. A shrimp costs minimum wage." Lucille Ball was reportedly fired from an ice cream shop for not remembering to add bananas to banana splits. Her famous skit, in which she struggled to wrap candies from the conveyor belt that kept speeding up, came out of those early days in food service. Tom Hanks started out as a popcorn and peanuts vendor at the Oakland Coliseum in California. Then he worked his way up to a hotel bellhop, carrying bags for the stars. Madonna worked at Dunkin' Donuts as a teenager. Today, as one of the richest celebrities in the world, she could buy all the donuts she wants. Brad Pitt drove limos, moved refrigerators, and dressed up as a chicken trying to convince customers to visit a Mexican restaurant. Mariah Carey was a beauty school dropout. Then she was fired from her job as a hat checker. Today, she's one of the most successful female vocalists of all time. Embrace the work opportunity you have today. It may be the stepping stone you need on your way to success. No one goes from having a dream to fame and fortune overnight. As I've already mentioned, when I was a 10-year-old, I sold sweet corn on the side of the road for 30 cents a dozen. In high school, I earned extra money cleaning out chicken coops on the weekends. The chicken waste I was shoveling created an ammonia smell.